So let's review. As part of the previous daf's discussion of Reb Meir's opinion of Asu Chacham Chizuk L'Divrei Kishal Torah, the Gemara here cites a Mishnah Masechtas Demai. Halakeich min anachtem, ma'aser min achama ala tenenes, u'min atenenes ala chama, va'filim et fursam harbe, Divrei Meir. Someone who buys bread of Demai from a retailer may separate ma'aser from a hot loaf on a cold one, from a cold loaf on a hot one, or even from one type of loaf on a different type of loaf. However, halakeich min apalter, ma'aser min kol tfus betfus. Someone who buys bread of demai from a wholesaler must separate meister from each type of loaf. And the Gemara explains, because palter mitreit losa gavre zavim, a wholesaler purchases large amounts of bread from many different bakers. Therefore, if he would separate from one type on the other, some loaves might require meister, while others might not require meister, and that frusha would not be effective. However, nachtem mechad gavre hu zavim, a retailer buys all his bread from one baker. Therefore, he can separate from one type of loaf on all the others because all the bread is either chayev or potter from Isa. And therefore, this Mishnah has no relevance to the issue of Asu Chacham Chizik L'Divrayim Keshal Torah. Zak the Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim She'ein L'Mayno. Halachas of Mayno do not apply to the sale of the following four items. Havadim, non-Jewish servants. Vashtaris, loan documents by which the buyer acquires the loan. Vakarkois, land. Vakdashis, property of hekdash or blemished carbon that was sold. The Mishnah continues. If any of these four items were stolen, the galim pays only keren, the principal, but he's not obligated to pay kefil, a double amount, nor does he pay dal v'heg, four or five times the value of it when it was slaughtered or sold it. If any of these four items were entrusted to a shomer, a guardian, and they were stolen, a voluntary guardian is not required to swear, and the paid guardian is not required to pay for it. Reb Shimon makes the following distinction regarding hekdash. If the carbon was a neder for which the owner is responsible, then if the animal was lost, he must bring another carbon. There is a na, because as Rashi explains, since he's responsible for the animal, it's considered his and not hekdash. If the carbon was a nedava for which the owner is not responsible if the animal is lost, there is no a na because it is considered hekdash and not his. The Gemara begins with the sources for Eilu Devarim She'ein L'Mayno, Havadim V'Ashtaris V'Arkakoyes V'Akdashis. The Pasuk of Eno states, V'chi Simkru Memkola Misecha Ikonu Miyara Misecha, Al Toinu Ishes Achav. Therefore, Havadim V'Karkoyes Ein L'Mayno, because the words Konu Miyad teach, Dav HaNikne Miyad L'Yad. The halachas of Eno apply only to movable objects that can be transferred from hand to hand. Yatzu Karkoyes She'ein Matatlin. This excludes land, which is not movable. Yatzavadim shukshul karkois, and this excludes servants who are compared to land. Shtarois ein lehem mayna, because the words v'chisimkur memkur imply shegufay macher v'gufay kanoi, the item has inherent value. Yatzu shtarois shein gufay macher bein gufay kanoi ve'ein an imdim ela l'rayish shebehem. This excludes a loan document which has no inherent value but merely serves as proof of the loan. However, hamichish shtarois of levasim yesh lemayna. If someone sells his loan document to a spice dealer to wrap his spice in it, there is a ina because the guf and kanoi. The item is sold and bought for its inherent value as a piece of paper. Hektish ein lehem ina because the word achiv teaches achiv v'loy hektish, only for an item that belongs to a common person, but not hektish. Mzeri inquires, schiris yesh lo ina or ein lo ina? Does ina apply to a rental or not? Do we say, memker amrachmana avalei schiris, the word memker implies that ina applies only to a sale, but not to a rental, or perhaps there is no distinction between a sale and a rental. Abaye says there is no question, and schiris yesh lo ina, because memker stomach sip, v'hainami b'yayimi mechirahi. The pasuk does not specify the type of sale, and a rental is also considered a sale for the duration of the rental. Rava inquires, Chitin v'zeron v'karka mahu. If a person planted wheat kernels in the ground, but they did not yet take root, yesh l'mayna or ein l'mayna? If he sells them, do the halachas of ayna apply or not? Do we say yesh l'mayna because keman d'shadi mekada damin? The kernels are considered separate as lying in the container and are not karka. Or ein l'mayna because batlinu al gav ara, the kernels are considered part of the karka. And the Gemara explains that the question is only in the case of the Amar Ihu Shadoi Ba Kedi Ba'ila V'Gloi Milsa Dele Shad Ba Kedi Ba'ila. The seller claimed that he planted a sufficient amount of wheat for this size of land, and it was discovered that it was not a sufficient amount. However, there is no question in the case of the Amar Ihu Shadoi Ba Shita V'Asus Hadei V'Amar Dele Shad Ba El Chamisha. The owner claimed that he planted 6 saw, and witnesses testified that he planted only 5 saw, because as Rashi explains, mekach ta'asu, d'ho be'edya pirish b'cheske shukain ve'inakain. This is certainly an erroneous sale which is void even though it was karka, because the seller stipulated the amount and it was not so, and mekach ta'is applies even to a sale for which there is no ayna. As Rava says, kadavah shebe midah v'shebe mishkal v'shebe minyan, afel apachas mechtei ayna chayze. If there was ayna in the measurement amount, but not in the price, even if it was less than the amount of ishtus for which there is no ayna, the sale is void because it's considered a mekach ta'is. The Gemara continues to inquire about other halachas in the case of chitin v'zruan b'karka mahu. Nishboin alein, oy ein nishboin alein. Does a shemachinim make a shvur for this chitin or not? Do we say nishboin alein because command the shadin b'kada damit? Or ein nishboin alein because batlino agavara and it's considered karka? Chitin v'zruan b'karka oymer matirin, oy ein oymer matirin. Does the carbon oymer remove the isra chadish from this wheat or not? And the Gemara explains that there is no question regarding the Isra Chadash of Gidulin, the new wheat that grew from these kernels. As the Mishnah Maseches Menaches rules, if the kernels took root before the Eimer, the new wheat becomes permitted. But if the kernels only took root after the Eimer, the new wheat is forbidden until the Eimer of the following year. The question is merely regarding the Isra Chadash of the original kernels. And this is the case of Techatzdinu Bezarinu Koidin Lo'imer. The kernels were harvested and replanted before the time of the Eimer, but they did not take root again before the Eimer. And the question is, whether after the Eimer, are these kernels permitted to be eaten or not? Do we say, the kernels are considered separate and are not karka, and therefore they did become permitted by the Eimer? Or, they're considered part of the karka, and they did not become permitted by the Eimer, because as Rashi explains, Shal Eimer Matar Esa Talushin Vesa Mechubarin Shesh Rishu. The Eimer permits only wheat that was either already cut from the ground, or that was still rooted in the ground, but Eimer Eina Matar Esa Mechuburin Shalei Hesh Rishu. The Eimer does not permit wheat that was planted in the ground, but did not yet take root. Teiku, all these questions remain unresolved.